Article https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-w. Open. 1,234,567,890. Tracing animal genomic evolution with the chromosomal level assembly of the freshwater sponge Ephidacea mulleri Nathan J. Kenny 1.13, 15, envelope, Warren R. Francis 2.15, Ramon E. Rivera Vicanes 3, Xenia Jurival 3, Alex D. Mendoza 4.5, 14, Christina Diaz Vives 1, Ryan Lister 4.5, Louis A. Bezes Calderon 6, Lauren Grombacher 7, Massa Roller 8, Leo D. Barlow 7, Sarah Camilli 9, Joseph F. Ryan 10, Jert Wahai 3.11, 12, April L. Hill 9, Anna Risco 1.15 and Sally P. Lees 7, envelope. The genomes of non-bilaterian metazoans are key to understanding the molecular basis of early animal evolution. However, a full comprehension of how animal-specific traits, such as nervous systems, arose is hindered by the scarcity and fragmented nature of genomes from key taxa, such as Porifera. Ephidacea mulleri is a freshwater sponge found across the northern hemisphere. Here, we present its 326 MB genome, assembled to high contiguity, N50, 9.88 MB, with 23 chromosomes on 24 scaffolds. Our analyses reveal a metazoan typical genome architecture, with highly shared syntony across metazoa, and suggest that adaptation to the extreme temperatures and conditions found in freshwater often involves gene duplication. The pancontinental distribution and ready laboratory culture of E. mulleri make this a highly practical model system which, with RNA-seq, DNA methylation and bacterial amplicon data spanning its development and range, allows exploration of genomic changes both within sponges and in early animal evolution. One Department of Life Sciences, the Natural History Museum, Cromwell Road, London SW75BD, UK 2 Department of Biology, University of Southern Denmark, Odense, Denmark 3 Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences, Paleontology and Geobiology, Ludwig Maximilians Universität München, Richard Wagner STR 10, 80333 München, Germany 4 ARC Center of Excellence in Plant Energy Biology, School of Molecular Sciences, the University of Western Australia, Perth, WA 6009, Australia 5 Harry Perkins Institute of Medical Research, Perth, WA 6009, Australia 6 College of Life and Environmental Sciences, University of Exeter, Stoker Road, Exeter X44QD, UK 7 Department of Biological Sciences, University of Alberta, Edmonton, ABT6G2E9, Canada 8 European Molecular Biology Laboratory, European Bioinformatics Institute, Wellcome Genome Campus, Cambridge CB101SD, UK 9 Department of Biology, Bates College, Lewiston, ME04240, USA 10 Whitney Lab for Marine Bioscience and the Department of Biology, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL32080, USA 11 SNSB Bayerische Staatssammlung für Paläontologie und Geologie, Richard Wagner STR 10, 80333 München, Germany 12 GeoBio Center, Ludwig Maximilians Universität München, Richard Wagner STR 10, 80333 München, Germany 13 present address, Faculty of Health and Life Sciences, Oxford Brookes, Oxford OX30BP, UK 14 present address, School of Biological and Chemical Sciences, Queen Mary University of London, Mile End Road, London E14NS, UK 15 These authors contributed equally, Nathan J. Kenny, Warren R. Francis, Anna Risco email, envelope, thanjamaskani, @gmail.com, Slees, @ualberta.ca, Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-02017397-www.nature.com/naturacommunications. 1. Article. Capital O. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-02017397-w. Ne of the key events in the history of life was the evolutionary transition from unicellular organisms to multicellular individuals in which differentiated cell types work cooperatively. 1. In animals, the events that enabled this transformation can often be inferred by comparing the genomes of living representatives of non-bilaterian animals to those of bilaterians and their sister taxa, and determining shared characters and key differences between them too. However, the origins of several fundamental metazoan traits, such as tissues and nervous systems, are still unknown. Determining the origin of these characteristics requires more robust and contiguous genomic resources than are currently available for non-bilaterian animal taxa. Periphera, commonly known as sponges, are one of the RST lineages to have evolved during the rise of multicellular animals 3 and are an essential reference group for comparative studies. The benchmark genome for sponges, Amphimedon queenslandica 4, has provided a wealth of insight into the genomic biology of sponges 5.6. Yet studies of other sponge species have suggested that traits in A. queenslandica may not be representative of the phylum as a whole 7.8. For example, its genome is one of the smallest measured in sponges 6, it is highly methylated in comparison to other animals 9. May have undergone some gene loss even in well-conserved families 10 and has been described as possessing an intermediate genomic state, between those of chonodulates and metazoans 5. There are over 9,200 species of sponge, http://www.marinespecies.org/periphera/11, and understanding whether the unusual characteristics of A. queenslandica are typical of this large and diverse phylum can only be tested with additional, and more contiguous, genome assemblies. Sponges diverged from the metazoan stem lineage in the Neoproterozoic 12 and therefore are central to understanding the processes and mechanisms involved in the initial metazoan radiation. Sponges possess the fundamental characteristics shared by all animals, including development through embryogenesis to form tissues and signaling to coordinate whole body behavior 13.14. Most also have a highly conserved body plan, consisting of canals and pumping cells that litter water effectively 15. However, within the four classes of sponges, Hyksoctinellida, Demospongii, Calcarea, and Homosclerimorpha, several groups differ from this Borklin. Glass sponges, Hyksoctinellida, have syncytial tissues and are the only sponges shown to propagate electrical signals 16 while Cladorhizida, Demospongii are carnivorous and capture crustaceans with hook-like spicules 17. Despite the diversity of sponges in the most species-rich class, the Demospongii, only one group, the Spongillida, made the transition to freshwater some 250-300 million years ago, Maya, figure 1a. Later diversifying into the extant range of modern taxa worldwide around 15-30 Maya 18. The transition to freshwater is one of the most remarkable evolutionary trajectories marine animals can undergo, as it requires a complete spectrum of physiological adaptations to novel habitats. Not only can freshwater sponges, which consist of a single layer of cells over a scant extracellular matrix, control their osmolarity in freshwater 19, they can withstand extremely cold temperatures and even freezing, as they inhabit some lakes that see temperatures below 40 degrees C 20, and can also tolerate extreme heat and desiccation in desert sand dunes and high up on tree trunks 21.22. Freshwater sponges are both unfamiliar and yet so common worldwide that under the right conditions they can foul drinking water reservoirs, waste treatment plants, intake pipes, and cooling systems for power plants. 23. The main adaptation which permits colonization of such extreme habitats is the production of sophisticated structures called gemmules, a distinctive stage in the life of these sponges. 21. The events that allowed colonization of freshwater which are required for adaptation to extreme habitats by sponges are not yet fully understood. 24. Whether genomes of freshwater species are remarkably changed from those seen in marine sponges and other animals is also yet to be investigated. The freshwater sponge Ephidacea mulleri, Liebeken, 1856, figure 1, is found in rivers and lakes throughout the northern hemisphere. Supplementary note 1, supplementary table 1. Because of its global distribution and century-long history of study both in situ and in the laboratory, E. mulleri is an outstanding model for asking questions about adaptation and the evolution of animal characters. It has separate sexes, allowing the study of inheritance. 25, but more practically, gemmules are clones that can easily be cultured at room temperature. 26-28. They also tolerate freezing. 20. This species can be stored at 80 degrees C for several years prior to hatching. 28. Here, we present a chromosome-level assembly of the 326 million base pair, megabases, MB, Ephidacea mulleri genome. The highly contiguous assembly of this sponge genome is an exceptionally rich resource that reveals metazone-typical regulatory elements, macrosyntony shared with other non-bilaterians and chordates, and allows analysis of structural chromatin variation across animals. The high gene count of sponges compared to other animals is shown to be a feature of gene duplication. These analyses, together with the evaluation of RNA expression in development and host microbe relationships across the range of this species, provide key data for understanding the genomic biology of sponges and the early evolution of animals. Results and discussion. A chromosomal level genome, with higher gene content than most animals. We have produced a high quality assembly of the 326 MB Ephidacea mulleri genome using PacBio, Chicago, and Dovetail High C libraries sequenced to approximately 1490 times total coverage. Supplementary note 2. The resulting assembly has 1,444 scaffolds with a scaffold N50 of 9.8 MB, figure 2AC, supplementary note 3, and 83.7% of the genome, 270 MB, is encompassed in the largest 24 scaffolds in the assembly. These 24 scaffolds encompass 22 of the 23 Ephidacea mulleri chromosomes, 2N equals 46. 29 are single sequences, with one chromosome represented by two sequences likely split at the centromere, figure 2b. One scaffold, the 25th largest, containing the partial genome of a member of a Flavibacterium spp, 3.09 mb with 3,811 genes, a possible symbiont species, was removed from the null assembly and analyzed separately. Supplementary note 4. Supplementary data 1. The remaining 1,419 scaffolds, 53.3 MB, contain less than 16% of the genome and have no other clear bacterial sequence content. Section 3.5 of supplementary note 3. The E. mulleri assembly size corresponds well to the predicted genome size based on Fulgen image analysis densitometry, 0.34 pg, and our cytometry, 0.33 pg, 30, and is twice the size of the well-studied A. queenslandica genome, 166 mb. Supplementary table 2, 4, but similar in size to Sicca ciliatum, genome size 357 mb, 31. The genome is approximately 43% G plus C, supplementary table 2, cf. A. queenslandica. 35.82%, S. ciliatum, 46.99%, nearly 47% of the genome is repetitive sequences, compared to A. queenslandica 43% and S. ciliatum 28%, supplementary table 6, The eMulari Genome Browser and other resources are available at https://spaces.facsi.ualberta.ca/fibase/sponges. Perhaps counterintuitively, have more genes than most other animals, and almost twice the number of genes found in humans. The eMulari genome contains 39,245 predicted protein coding loci, supplementary table 10. This number of genes compares well with recent estimates for A. queenslandica, 40,122, 5, S. ciliatum, 32,309, 31, and Tethia wilhelma, 37,416, 8. The gene annotations contain 90.10% of the 303 eukaryotic. Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-022017397-www.nature.com/naturecommunications. Article. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-022017397-w. A. B. Chonoflagellata calcarea, Sicanciliatum, Homoscleromorpha hexoctinellida, Spongillida, Ephidacea mulari, 311 Maya, Spherocladina, Periphera, 32 Maya, Demospongii, other Demosponges, Amphimedon queenslandica, C. I. T. C. R. Neoproterozoic, Car, O. S. D. C. Precambrian, III. Bilateria, P. T. R. Paleozoic, 0, 66, 252.1, 541, 1000, Ctenophora placozoa, Gnideria, Crepa NQ, capital J, Mesozoic, III, Cenozoic, III, IV. Figure 1 Ephidacea mulari biology and interrelationships. A diagrammatic cladogram of peripheral interrelationships, showing fossil calibrated divergence clock at bottom and at key nodes. These estimates of divergence were taken from prior analyses as shown in supplementary figure 1. Tree is rooted with chonogelate species. Key clades and previously sequenced species are boxed and indicated by light microscope images of E. mulari in culture and in situ, photos, S. Lees, scale 1 mm in left image, 1 cm at right. C. Life cycle of E. mulari, showing asexual, left, and sexual, right, modes of reproduction, gemmules indicated as yellow dots in adult tissue. Asexual reproduction proceeds via hardy gemmules produced internally I, which are separated from adults, II, hatch and directly develop, III, into adult tissue, IV. Sexual reproduction proceeds via generation of gametes, I, embryonic development into a mobile parenchymella larva II, and development as an independent adult, III, A, B. Scaffold 25 equals 1.2 MB, 24 equals 4.9 MB, 23 equals 6.3 MB, 22 equals 7.5 MB, 21 equals 7.8 MB, 20 equals 7.9 MB, 19 equals 8.0 MB, 250, C. A. queenslandica invictensis, 40, S. ciliatum, 8K, T. wilhelma, 16 equals 8.5 MB, 200, 15 equals 8.6 MB, 14 equals 8.7 MB, 13 equals 8.8 MB, 12 equals 9.7 MB, 11 equals 9.8 MB, 150, 10 equals 9.9 MB, 9 equals 10.7 MB, 8 equals 11.0 MB, 7 equals 12.6 MB, 6 equals 13.9 MB, 100, 5 equals 14.0 MB, 4 equals 14.2 MB, number of scaffolds, 17 equals 8.4 MB, base pairs, 106, read position, MBP, 18 equals 8.2 MB, 30, 20, 10, 3 equals 16.7 MB, 50, 1 equals 34.7 MB, 100, 150, 200, 4K E. Mulleri, T. adherens, 2K 1K B. Floridi, 500, 2 equals 18.0 MB, 50, H. vulgaris M. Leedii, 0, 100, 250, scaffold number, 200,400 total genome size, MB, 800, read position, MBP, 101, D, 102, 103, E, trichoplax adherens, branchiostoma floridi, 24, 23, 250, 8, 22, 21, 23, 250, 20, 10, 10, 22, 21, E. Mulleri scaffold 002, 20, 19, 7, 18, 17, 9, 19, 7, 18, 17, 9, 16, 15, 6, 14, 6, 5, 5, 200, 8, 8, 7, 6, 105, 4, 4, 3, 3, 12, 11, 150, 10, 9, 8, 7, 100, 6, 5, 2, 3, 0 tons adherens scaffold 5, 4, 4, 3, 2, 2, 1, 2, 1, 0, 5, 3, 51, 6, 5, 1, 2, 2, 6, 3, 4, 4, 50, length, MB, 9, total size, MB, 150, 10, 7, 14, 13, 12, 11, 8, 7, 16, 15, 13, length, MB, Ephidacea mulleri, 200, 1, 1, 0, 0, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, E. mulleri scaffold 0022, 0, 0, 0, 50, 100, 150, 200, B. floridi BFV 221, 0 B. floridi BFV 2 150, Figure 2 Genome Assembly and Architecture HiC Contact Map, visualized in JuicerBox.js, with number of contacts colored in blue according to the scale below B. Histogram of assembly scaffold sizes and corresponding chromosomes drawn to scale after Ishijima et al. 29 Note the large difference in size between chromosome 1 and the additional 22 chromosomes, which was reacted in our assembly C representation of the relative completeness of the E. mulleri assembly compared to those of a number of commonly used genomes. N50 is represented by diameter of circles and number of scaffolds. Genome size are on the X and Y axis, respectively. The high level of contiguity of our assembly is obvious in this comparison. Deconserved syntenic signal in Ephidacea mulleri with trichoplax adherens, E, and with branchiostoma oridi. Each small green dot on the matrices represents an identified homologous gene pair. Individual scaffolds for each species pair possess numerous homologous genes. Red boxed locations are shown in detail to the right of each matrix as chromosomal representations. Each black line on the chromosome images represents a gene linked in green to the homologous gene in the other species. It is clear that numerous genes are conserved between ancestrally homologous chromosomal regions between these species, although their relative arrangement within chromosomes is shifted, as expected under the DCJDS model of syntenic evolution. Source data are provided as a source data layer. Nature Communications, 2020. 11, 3676 https://doi.org/1010.1038/s41467-020-17397-www.nature.com/naturacommunications. 3. Article. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-w Busco genes, 83.83%, 254 genes, as complete models, section 3.2 of supplementary note 3, approximately 74% of the E. mulleri proteins, 29,571, have similarity to other organisms as determined by Diamond Blast's NR database, E-value threshold of 105, and nearly half of these hits, 13,579, were best matches to other sponge sequences. Section 5.2 of Supplementary Note 5, Supplementary Data 2. We assigned 19,362 genes, approximately 50% of the total number, a full functional annotation using BLAST2GO, Section 5.3 of Supplementary Note 5, entrance size and intergenic distance scale with genome size 32, and accordingly both entrance size and intergenic distance are greater in E. mulleri compared to A. queenslandica, Supplementary Table 10, Supplementary Data 3. But these values are still relatively small when compared to other animal genomes. The abundance of genes seen in E. mulleri is in part due to tandem duplication. Many gene clusters have identical intron-exon structure between duplicated genes, suggesting that the mechanism of gene duplication is from replication slippage and unequal crossing over. E. mulleri also shows evidence of widespread segmental duplication, with many gene clusters replicated. For example, both scaffold 0002 and scaffold 0004 contain a large cluster of predicted homologs of integrins, while on scaffold 0004 the integrin cluster overlaps with a large cluster of 177 predicted E3 ubiquitin ligases, for example, supplementary figure 6. These cluster duplications are recognizable by their close similarity in sequence, especially in coding sequences, but intergenic and intronic sequences are highly variable, strongly suggesting that these clusters are true duplications and not assembly artifacts. Even Busco genes, which are found in single copy in most genomes, are duplicated in E. mulleri with 19.6% represented by more than one copy, Section 3.2 of Supplementary Note 3, Supplementary Tables 4, 5, Conservation of Syntony with Other Metazoans. Sponges diverged from other metazoans in the Neoproterozoic, 540-1000, Maya, and yet we found evidence for conserved syntenic regions and even local gene order within scaffolds between E. mulleri and Trichoplax adherens, Nematostella victensis and the caudate branchiostoma oridae. Syntony conserved over hundreds of millions of years is consistent with the hypothesis that gene shoofing primarily occurs within chromosomes rather than between them, as predicted by the double cut and join dosage sensitivity, DCJDS, model 33. The DCJDS model predicts that dosage sensitive genes would tend to stay on the same chromosome, although the local order may change. We ND this is clearly observable in shorter chromosomes, figure 2D. For example, scaffold 0022 in E. mulleri matches with scaffold 5 in T. adherens, scaffold 3 and scaffold 16 in N. victensis, and scaffolds BFV221 and BFV250 in B. oridae, figure 2D, E. Only 10 proteins from scaffold 0022 are shared by all species. Two are SLC36/VIAAT group transporters, M0022G323A and M0022G324A. One is a predicted homolog of the mitochondrial enzyme ETFDH, M0022G346A, and another is a predicted homolog of the splice factor A kinase anchor protein 17A, M0022G347A. However, 68 proteins from scaffold 0022 are found in 2 out of 3 species, generally in both T. adherens and B. oridae. None of these species display collinearity with E. mulleri in either region, indicating that while the genes match, sequential order is lost, a typical hallmark of macrosyntony. However, overall, these syntenic blocks are comparable and represent ancestrally shared blocks of homologous genes, conserved from E. mulleri to T. adherens and B. auridi, and thus can be inferred to represent ancient groupings conserved since the common ancestor of sponges and bilaterians, while macrosyntony has been found across genomes with high levels of 4, contiguity 33, previous sponge genomes did not suggest this pattern, largely due to their comparatively fragmented assemblies 4, figure 2b. In contrast to the conserved syntony between animal lineages, we detected no conserved syntenic regions between E. mulleri and 2 chonogelids, Monarsiga brevicolis and Salpingoca rosetta, figure 2d, E. and section 3.6 in supplementary note 3, supplementary figure 8, supplementary data 4. While E. mulleri does not show clear macrosyntenic conservation with either of the 2 chonogelids examined here, the 2 chonogelid species do show shared syntony with each other, supplementary figure 8. This disparity between the chonogelid and metazoan gene orders suggests that gene macrosyntony has been shoofed either in the lineage leading to the ancestor of chonogelids, Monarsiga and Salpingoca, or in the lineage leading to the last common ancestor of sponge and other animals, or, alternatively, in both of these lineages. Pan-metazoan epigenetics. The large number of genomes now available make it clear that differences in gene regulation, as well as gene content, are responsible for the innovation seen in different animal body plans and phyla 34. To understand the processes underlying gene regulation in non-bilaterian metazoans, data on the three-dimensional architecture of chromatin is needed from these clades. We used Homer and Boti II to analyze Hi-C data from E. mulleri and found that as in other animals the genome is organized into topologically associating domains, TADs, as well as loops, although we did not ND mammalian, like corner peaks at the edges of the predicted TADs, figure 3a. These TADs are slightly larger on average than those seen in Drosophila melanogaster, at 142.4 kbp, compared with 107 kbp 35. As in other non-bilaterians, the E. mulleri genome lacks the CCCTC binding factor, CTCF, but does possess a suite of non-CTCF zinc-ger proteins which form a sister group to the bilaterian CTCF proteins 36. Besides these CTCF-like sequences, the E. mulleri genome contains both cohesin and structural maintenance of chromosome, SMC, sequences, which are highly conserved throughout eukaryotes, section 6.1 in supplementary note 6. Cytosine DNA methylation is an important part of genome regulation in animals, where transcriptionally active gene bodies are methylated. However, it has recently been shown that, like vertebrates and unlike most invertebrates, sponges have highly methylated genomes in both gene bodies and intergenic regions 9. Nevertheless, that analysis only sampled a single demisponge, A. queenslandica, and a single calcareous sponge, S. ciliatum, which suggested sponges may have highly variable levels of genomic methylation. To assess whether the high levels of methylation seen in A. queenslandica are common to other demisponges, we carried out whole genome basalt sequencing on tissue from a fully developed, stage 5, E. mulleri genomic DNA sample. The global genomic level of methylation in E. mulleri is 37%, MCGCG, which is higher than most invertebrates prowled to date 9, but much lower than A. queenslandica, 81%, and S. ciliatum, 51%, figure 3b. The slightly higher repeat content of E. mulleri compared to A. queenslandica, 47 and 43% respectively, supplementary table 6, indicates that hypermethylation in A. queenslandica cannot be driven by an exceptionally high repeat content in that species. The E. mulleri methylome thus challenges the assumption that all demisponges have hypermethylated genomes, and suggests that the A. queenslandica pattern is a lineage-specific innovation. Whether methylation levels differ significantly in freshwater compared to marine environments has yet to be explored, especially in invertebrate taxa, and could have a bearing on this inference. Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10. nature.com/naturacommunications. Article. Nature Communications http://1080/s41467-02-1793970.ab 119 000 kb 19200 kb 19400 kb 19800 kb 19800 kb 20000 kb 20400 kb 20400 kb CPG MCG CG level 20600 kb no MCGCC equals 0 low MCGCC 0 and 0.2 intermediate MCGCC 0.2 and 0.8 high MCGCC 8 C 4 second 25 32 Ephidacea 1 0 20400 kilobytes 5 50 CPG/100 BP CPG methylation percentage 75 20200 kilobytes 20000 kilobytes 19800 kilobytes 19600 kilobytes Scaffold 0001, 19400 kilobytes, 19200 kilobytes, 19000 kilobytes, 18800 kilobytes, 18800 kilobytes, TSS, TES, 3 kilobits, AM, Scaffold 0001, PHIM EPED HIGH ON DA MSTIA NEIC NMOMION AT PSOS IS TESCLLAIO NA. 20,600 kilobytes, amphimidin 0-3 kb, figure 3 gene regulation a high C contacts within scaffold, equals chromosome, one of our assembly, showing contacts in red, also shown are loops purple dots, and topologically associating domains, TADs, blue squares, as assessed by Homer. Note that we do not see mammalian-like corner peaks at the edges of TADs, which would appear as loops at the corner of TADs B presence and absence of methylation at CPG sites in 3 species of sponge and 3 previously studied metazone species. Note that amphimidin queenslandica and siconciliatum are highly methylated, while Ephidacea mulleri is more modestly methylated, although not quite at the level seen in Nemeopsis leedii, Nematostella victensis, or Chiona intestinalis. Also shown is the arrangement of possible methylation sites, CPG, relative to transcriptional start sites, TSS, and transcriptional end sites, TES, in sponge genomes. In A. queenslandica these are only slightly enriched at TSS, while in both S. ciliatum and E. mulleri these are highly enriched, CPG/100 BP, near TSS. S. ciliatum maintains these levels across the transcribed region, while they decline in abundance in E. mulleri. In all species TES show a slight depreciation of CPG site abundance relative to other regions of the genome. Source data are provided as a source data layer. Since cytosine methylation is highly mutagenic, vertebrate and A. queenslandica genomes are highly depleted for CPG dinucleotides 9. Congruent with the intermediate methylation levels, we found that the genome of E. mulleri is also depleted for CPG dinucleotides, more than most invertebrates but less than in A. queenslandica, supplementary figure 19. However, CPG content varies greatly across sponge genomes. For instance, S. ciliatum has higher methylation than E. mulleri, but has a relatively higher amount of CPGs. This indicates that CPG depletion is not fully coupled to methylation levels in sponges, and that retention of CPGs might obey unknown species-specific constraints. Given that E. mulleri shows methylation levels more consistent with canonical mosaic invertebrate methylomes than with a hypermethylated genome, we then checked whether gene body methylation accumulation is dependent on gene transcription. CpGs are more commonly observed near transcriptional start sites, TSS, than in Equine slandica, but marginally lower in absolute levels than those seen in S. ciliatum, figure 3c, as observed in many invertebrates. Emulary genes with mid-transcriptional levels show higher gene body methylation than non-expressed genes or highly expressed genes, supplementary figure 19b, 37. Promoters are strongly demethylated and repeats found within gene bodies tend to have higher methylation levels than those in intergenic regions, as seen in other invertebrates 38, suggesting that not all repeats are actively targeted by DNA methylation in emulary. In fact, repeat methylation level positively correlates with age of the repeat, and LTR retrotranspersins are more likely targeted by DNA methylation irrespective of genome position, supplementary figure 19. Overall, the emulary methylome shows many patterns similar to those of canonical mosaic invertebrate genomes, and may therefore provide a more appropriate comparison for future comparative epigenetics work than other existing sponge models. Sponges show high levels of gene gain. Every sponge species we examined showed a gain of 12,000 more genes since their divergence from the most recent sister taxon or clade, figure 4a, section 7.1 in supplementary note 7, supplementary figure 20. The large number of duplicates we identified in emulary and other sponges is consistent with recent independent DINGs 34. And can be traced to the lineage leading to the divergence of the freshwater order Spongylida from the marine Heterosclerimorpha, supplementary figure 21. This NDING is robust to different placements of sponges relative to other metazoan taxa, figure 4a, b, and further suggests a role for duplication and gene gain in freshwater evolution 34. Despite a high rate of gene gain, we observe no greater number of losses in the freshwater lineage than in other groups, and an equal number of lineage-specific expansions for all taxa examined. For example, while sponges have lost 375 orthographs compared to the last common ancestor of animals, 1,340 are inferred to have been lost in the Ctenophore lineage assuming that Porifera are the sister taxon to other metazoa, or 1,812 if Ctenophores are assumed to be sister to other metazoa, figure 4a, b, section 7.1 in supplementary note 7, supplementary figure 21. The large numbers of genes found in sponges can therefore largely be explained by steady rates of gain in genes via duplications that are not matched by similarly high rates of gene loss. Molecular signals of freshwater adaptation. To determine whether transitions to freshwater are accompanied by the loss of a common set of genes in independent clades, we studied shared losses in four disparate animal lineages, using pairs of species for each lineage, in which one is marine and the other is freshwater. Gene gain is also noted in section 7.4 in supplementary note 7, supplementary figure 23, although these gains are lineage-specific. Our dataset consisted of Porifera, Equine slandica and Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-www.nature.com/naturacommunications. 5. Article. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-wc. Sponge sister. 558. 556,868,636,417. 128, 1,315, 510, 1,340, losses, 1,439, 344, 1,500, 518, 185,268, 1,000, 774,779, 500, 6,000, Tethia Wilhelma Ephidacea Mulleri Nemiopsis Leedii Pleurobrachia Bacchae Nematostella Victensis Branchiostoma Floridi Homo sapiens, 4000 position, KB, 6000, 8000, DM Glur, Capsospora Arxazaki Salpingoca Rosetta Monasiga Brevicolis Nemiopsis Leedii Pleurobrachia Bacchae Siconciliatum Amphimedon Queenslandica, tree scale, 1, sponges, 1687, 128, 2000, 10, 00015, 00020, 00025, 000 gene gains, Ctenophore sister, 1812, 4000, 2000, 100, B, E. Mulleri scaffold 22, 8000, sponges, 375, Capsospora Arxazaki Salpingoca Rosetta Monasiga Brevicolis Siconciliatum Amphimedon Queenslandica, position, KB, A, Tethia Wilhelma Ephidacea Mulleri Nematostella Victensis Branchiostoma Floridi Homo sapiens, GABA 1 GABA 2, 5000, 10, 00015, 00020, 00025, 000 gene gains. Other Hyxoctinellida homoscleromorpha marine demisponges freshwater demisponges Ephidacea Mulleri, sponges, 0. Figure 4 gene gain and loss and its role in freshwater evolution, gene gains, histogram at right, and losses, numbers in circles at nodes, across sponge and metazoan phylogeny, as assessed using a selection of chonogillate, sponge, ctenophore, and eumetazoan species with full genome sequence available, assuming sponges, or ctenophores, B are sister to other metazoans, as shown on representative cladograms. Note that the large number of apparent gains in branchiostoma already is largely due to incompletely curated records in that resource. Sponges show a uniformly high rate of gene gain relative to other metazoans. E. Mulleri shows considerable gene losses, but this is likely less acute in reality due to incomplete gene models. See example of a highly duplicated gene in E. Mulleri, the MGABA receptor. Here we show the incidence of this gene, as a segmental duplicate dotplot, on scaffold 22. Same strand forward matches are represented in green, and reverse strand matches in purple. Boxed is the cluster of extremely high duplication levels of this gene D. Phylogeny of MGLA and MGABA genes, rooted with Capsospora Arxazaki sequences. Phylogeny generated in IQTREEV1, 6, 9 under the WAG plus F plus R9 model, based on a 1364 position, AX 45% gaps, amino acid alignment generated in MAFFTV7.313, with Lindsay auctions, tree visualized in ITL, with MGLUR, vertebrate GABA 1 and GABA 2 genes shaded. Dots on nodes represent nodes with 100% bootstrap support. Color of branches and outer circle indicates origin of sequences, with Ephidacea Mulleri and other species colored as seen in legend, bottom right. Note the extreme level of duplication of these genes seen in sponges in general, and in freshwater lineages in particular. Source data are provided as a source data layer. E. Mulleri, Gnideria, Nematostella victensis and Hydra vulgaris, Anelida, Capitella tellita and Helibdella robusta, and Mollusca, Loccia gigantea and Ricina polymorpha. We found that, of the more than 30,000 orthographs within which we identified losses specific to freshwater species, there were 29 shared losses in all four freshwater lineages compared to 4 shared losses in marine species. Section 7.4 in Supplementary Note 7, Supplementary Data 5, while the average loss rate for any 4 taxa across our sample was 16.9 genes, we also found significantly higher, p equals 0.013, t-test, numbers of shared orthograph losses in 3 of 4 freshwater lineages, compared with the direct marine counterexamples of such a pattern 73, 22, 52, and 37, CF 1, 2, 8, and 0 same. Phylum marine losses, section 7.4 in supplementary note 7, supplementary data 5. Shared loss in freshwater lineages therefore seems to be an infrequent phenomenon, whereas it happens rarely across marine taxa. The transition to freshwater, and the more recent radiation of extant species, has left signatures of positive selection in the 6, Spongylidae 24, and in E. mulleri in particular. Using multiple tests, we found 117 orthographs to be under positive selection in E. mulleri alone, 23 of which were also under positive selection in all freshwater sponges, section 7.3 in supplementary note 7, supplementary data 6. The move to freshwater conditions must be accompanied by a diverse range of changes to membrane functionality. Several genes known to perform roles in homeostasis and membrane function, including V-type protonate pase subunit B, three kinds of sorting nexin, vacuolar sorting protein SNF8, and multidrug and toxin extrusion protein 1, were found to be under particularly high selection pressure, supplementary table 11. Almost all of the E. mulleri genes in these orthographs, 85 of 117, are differentially expressed across the process of development, underlining their importance to E. mulleri biology, supplementary figure 22e. It is not uncommon for these differentially expressed genes to have multiple imperiloves. The most prolically duplicated genes are a cytoplasmic actin and a leukotriene receptor, which are both tandemly. Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-www.nature.com/naturacommunications. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-w. Duplicated 6 times in the E. mulleri genome, from loci M0009G1201 and M0009G943 respectively. Altogether, of the 85 differentially expressed, positively selected orthographs, 54 are single copy, and 31 possess 2 or more imperilogues of the genes tested, supplementary data 6. This indicates that duplication of these genes is commonly associated with adaptation. Gene duplication is known to be a means of adaptation to new environments more generally. 39. With subfunctionalization and neofunctionalization allowing specific changes to molecular function in response to changing conditions. We explore genes that have expanded in number in the E. mulleri genome compared to other sponges, ctenophores and chordates, here represented by B. auridae and humans. We found that the largest clusters included genes involved in chemokine binding, and one cluster included over 50 metabotropic GABA receptors, section 7, 5, 1 in supplementary note 7. More than 120 GABA receptors are predicted in total in the E. mulleri genome, compared to 2 in humans, 48% of which are on scaffolds 4, 13 and 22. Most of these are expressed, alongside other enlarged gene complements such as cortactin, 52 clusters, NBAS, 35, and integrin beta, 36, supplementary data 7. Another gene showing high levels of duplication in E. mulleri is aquaporin, a water and solute carrier known to be involved in freshwater adaptation. 40. Demosponges possess AQP8, a family of aquaporins that allow the passage of mostly water, but also ammonia and urea, as well as aquaglyceroporins, AQP3.7, 9 and 10, which control movement of glycerol, arsenite, and salicylic acid among other compounds. However, in freshwater sponges only aquaglycerocarins are present, while many aquaporins are lost compared to outgrips, supplementary figure 28. Freshwater sponges, like Hydra and many protists, use contractile vacuoles to excrete water 19 and so it is possible that the duplication of aquaglycerocarins in freshwater sponges may have allowed some of the genes to take on new functions. For example, in mammals, AQP9 can mediate silicon inox in addition to being permeable to glycerol and urea, but not to water itself 41. Since sponge aquaglycerocarins are more similar to AQP9 than to AQP3 or 7, section 7, 5, 2 in supplementary note 7 and supplementary figure 28, it is possible that in freshwater sponges, in particular, these gene families function in silicon transport for skeletogenesis. Aquaporin-like molecules, glycerol uptake facilitator proteins, GLFPs, are found in bacteria and plants but, to date, have not been detected in animal genomes 42. E. mulleri has 9 paralogs of GLFP, with VE of them located on the same scaffold, M0019, supplementary figure 28. We hypothesize that, as in plants 42, the presence of GLFPs in sponges came about via horizontal gene transfer, gene expression during E. mulleri development. To understand what genes are common and which are distinct from other metazoans during the development of the litter feeding body plan, we examined differential gene expression from hatching gemmules through to the formation of a littering sponge. The majority, 32, 690/39, 245, of the E. mulleri gene complement was expressed at some point in the course of development. Remarkably, over 33% of the total gene models were differentially expressed, log 2, fold change, 1, 1, across the gemmular hatching process, figure 5, supplementary note 8. The pattern of gene expression shows a typical shift that occurs during the development of animals from the breakdown of reserves stored in cells in the embryo, here thecocyte stem cells stored in overwintering gemmules, at stage 1. Stages 2 and 3 show activation of developmental patterning genes, genes involved in cell motility and the production of extracellular matrix. The upregulation of genes involved in structural maintenance, homeostasis, and the article immune system occurs at stage 5, figure 5 and supplementary note 8. At stage 1, arachidonate pathways for glycogen breakdown and fatty acid metabolism were differentially upregulated to produce the breakdown of stored reserves, figure 5 and supplementary note 8. Many of the genes involved in formation of a basement membrane and true epithelia were originally considered to be eumetazone 43, but we found in the E. mulleri genome, genes for type IV collagen, contactin, laminin, PAR3/6, patch, perlecan and nidogen that exhibit gene expression proles consistent with their known role in development of polarized epithelia, figure 5 and supplementary figure 31. Similarly, claudin, which may be involved in the tight seal that E. mulleri epithelia have been shown to form 44, is expressed later in developmental time. While eukaryotic genes are expressed throughout the different developmental stages, many sponge-specific genes are expressed only as the sponge hatches and develops the aquiferous system that is common only to periphera. Expression proles of WNT, TGF, and Hedgehog signaling pathways are given in supplementary figure 36 and indicate that the greatest difference in transcription occurs between hatching and the early development of the sponge-specific characteristics of spicules, chambers and the aquiferous system, details, section 9.4 in supplementary note 9. Individual components of these pathways are expressed at discrete time points in the process of development. For example, in the WNT pathway, 3 of the secreted frizzled receptor proteins, SFRPB, SFRPE, SFRPF, as well as 2 LRP receptors, LRP2, LRP4B are upregulated during hatching from the stem cells stored in the gemmule, stage 1, and in the TGF pathway, receptors are expressed in stages 1-3, but downregulated thereafter. This data therefore provides a wealth of information for understanding and contrasting the genetic processes underpinning sponge development, sensation and non-nervous signaling in sponges. Sponges have no nervous system and yet they contract in response to a range of stimuli 45. Exactly how contractions are coordinated is still unknown, and the potential position of ctenophores rather than sponges as sister to the rest of animals on the tree of life 46-48 provocatively implies that sponges could have lost neurons. It has been difficult to identify a single character of neurons shared by all animals 49. But the synapse and in particular the proteins that compose its scaffolding and chemical neurotransmitter complement, are agreed to be an important component 50. One difficulty is that genes in the neuronal synapse also have other tissue-specific functions. One family of genes with tissue-specific functions are the synaptosomal-associated proteins, SNAPs, of vertebrates. These proteins are members of the soluble N-ethylmalimide-sensitive factor attachment protein R-receptor, SNARE, protein superfamily 51 which function in membrane fusion at the cell surface. In mammalian cells SNAP25 mediates the fusion of vesicles with the presynaptic membrane of neurons, while its paralog SNAP23 mediates the fusion of vesicles in other regions of the cell surface 52. The presence of genes encoding SNAP23/25-like SNARE proteins has sometimes been inferred to indicate presence of neuron-specific protein machinery 53. However, homologs of SNAP-SNARES are widely conserved among eukaryotes without nervous systems, such as plants 54. This raises the question of whether particular SNAP-SNARE genes found in early branching metazone lineages indicate an early origin of neuron-specific protein machinery. Our phylogenetic analysis of SNAP23/25 homologs revealed that the vertebrate neuron-specific paralog SNAP25 arose from a duplication that occurred in the vertebrate stem lineage, while the two SNAP23/25 like genes found in E. mulleri arose from an independent duplication that occurred in periphera. Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-02017397-www.nature.com/Natura Communications 7. Article. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-02017397-w. Stage 1. Differential expression during gemmule hatching Stage 1. Stage 2. Stage 3. Stage 5. Glutamine metabolism apoptotic process oxidation reduction system. 2. 0. Skeleton, silicatine, relative expression. 1. Developmental patterning hedgeling, noggin 2, cell adhesion. 2. 1. Stage 3 silicatine nuclei, immune response extracellular matrix formation, collagen, FGF, cell differentiation cellular water homeostasis. Stage 5. Regulation of cell morphogenesis, tubulin actin nuclei, cell metabolism negative regulation of cell growth percent genes, epithelial structure, type IV collagen, PA3/6, laminin, scribble, lipid metabolism, ephidatia specific sponge specific eukaryotic specific 5-rep-3, 5-rep-2, 3-rep-3, 5-rep-1, 3-rep-2, 3-rep-1, 2-rep-2, 2-rep-3, 2-rep-1, 1-rep-3, 1-rep-2, 1-rep-1, Figure 5 gene expression across ephidatia mulleri development, heat map shows relative expression of differentially expressed genes, scale at right of heat map, across the course of E. mulleri development, with triplicate samples for stages 1-3 and 5 of growth. Note the large changes in gene expression that occur between stages 1 and 2, and between stages 3 and 5. These changes in expression are coincident with the occurrence of a silica-based skeleton, beginning stage 2, and a fully formed aquiferous system including an osculum, stage 5. Also shown on this gear are the GO terms matched by these genes, categories at right of heat map, and the origin point of these genes, whether they are sponge effidation novelties, or found more generally across the animal tree of life. Emulary-specific genes are found more commonly in stage 1, likely a result of the specialist needs of the gemmule stage tissue represented by the sample. Images at right are of, top, bottom, a stage 1 gemmule, taken with an SEM light microscope, inset, a stage 3 hatching sponge, showing the occurrence of spicules, see image top right, labeled with silicotine in green, and a stage 5 juvenile sponge. With a well-developed aquiferous system, inset shows chonocyte chambers with colors labeled red for actin, agella green for tubulin and nuclei, blue. Scale bars, top 100 meters, middle 50 meters, and bottom 10 meters. In these images only one replicate is shown for illustrative purposes, but in all cases the number of individual gemmules or sponges observed with these patterns was more than 10, 4, 3 replicates. Source data are provided as a source data layer. Supplementary figure 29, supplementary data 8. This means that, like their non-holozone homologs, none of the identified peripheral SNAP23/25-like genes are more closely related to SNAP25 than to the non-neuronal vertebrate paralog SNAP23. Given the high quality of the assembly of the emulary genome, this result shows that SNAP25 synapses arose after sponges diverged from the rest of animals, and this is consistent with the late origin of synaptic type electrochemical signaling in the metazoan stem lineage, after the divergence of periphera. One overt behavior of emulary is a series of convulsions, which it uses to dislodge particles clogging its collutes 26. Previous work indicated that sensory cilia in the osculum were required for effective contractions and implicated a role for transient receptor potential, TRP, channels in sensing changes in water moving through the sponge 55. We found a large diversification of TRP channels in the emulary genome, and these grouped with the TRPA and TRPML families, section 9.1 in supplementary note 9. There is differential loss of TRPM, TRPML, TRPVNAN, TRPV and TRPP2 in each of the four major lineages of sponges, but sponges as a group have lost TRPC, TRPN channels, as homologs of that group are known from chonogillates, supplementary note 9, full stop. TRPA genes are some of the best characterized and are known as mechano or chemoreceptors, whereas TRPML families are largely considered to be 8, expressed on organelles inside cells 56. The diversification of TRPA channels in emulary and other demosponges suggests a molecular mechanism for mechanoreception as well as chemical sensation in this clade. In the emulary genome we also found a wide range of ion channels involved in signaling in eumetazones, supplementary note 9, but there are conspicuous absences including voltage-gated sodium and potassium channels, epithelial sodium, activated channels, ENACs, leak channels, and glutamate-gated ion channels, GICs. Also absent are receptors for monoamine, serotonin and dopamine, signaling, as well as key components of the biosynthesis pathways for these, as well as ionotropic glutamate receptors. While the latter are present in calcareous and homoscleromorph sponges and in non-metazoans, demosponges seem to have lost them. In contrast, we found evidence for a diversity of metabotropic glutamate receptors, mGlur, as well as a wealth of metabotropic GABA receptors, as discussed above. In emulary therefore, as in other demosponges, there is evidence for components that allow sensation of the environment via TRP channels, among others, and non-neuronal chemical signaling via metabotropic GPCRs, for example. Receptors for glutamate and potentially GABA and or a range of organic acids, but no evidence for more rapid electrochemical signaling. While we ND no signature for any aspect of conventional nervous tissues in Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s414670200-1739-7-www.nature.com/naturacommunications. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s414670200-17397-W. The Emulari genome, we cannot rule out the possibility that the phylum Porifera as a whole, or individual lineages within it, including Emulari, have lost these neuron-related components. Host microbe associations in Emulari. Most animals possess diverse symbiotic microbial consortia, which provide their hosts with metabolic advantages and new functions, and sponges are no different. 57.58. The release of the genome of A. queenslandica 4 opened a window into the study of the mechanisms of sponge microorganism interactions. 57. To unravel the recognition mechanisms developed by host and microbes to facilitate symbioses, high-quality genomes, and more genomic resources in general are fundamental. The genome of Emulari offers a model that allows exploration of eukaryotic patterns of microbial recognition in unique environments. We studied the microbiome of 11 different specimens of Emulari collected from 6 locations across 6,500 kilometers in the Northern Hemisphere, and found that this species contained between 865 and 4,172 unique amplicon sequence variants, ASVs. Supplementary Note 10, Supplementary Data 9. The microbiome of Emulari has a level of diversity comparable to that of the most diverse marine demisponges. 58.59. The microbiome of all specimens of Emulari is largely dominated by proteobacteria and bacteroidetes, as in other demisponges, supplementary note 10. However, like other freshwater sponges, Emulari possesses a large fraction of the order beta proteobacteriales. 59, absent in marine sponges, which are traditionally associated with gamma proteobacteria, a difference which is likely due to the differing pH and nutrients found in the two environments. Surprisingly, even though the entire genome of an unknown species of Flavobacterium was recovered during the genome assembly, supplementary note 4, Flavobacteriales were not especially abundant in the other Emulari samples, only reaching 16% relative abundance in adult tissue from UK samples, supplementary note 10. Overall, differences in microbiome content were determined by geographic location, as has been found in marine sponges. 58. For example, only the samples collected from the Sook Reservoir had a high abundance of Firmicutes and Campylobacteria. Likewise, only those samples collected from Maine had a moderate abundance of cyanobacteria. Despite the distance separating samples, and therefore potential different ecologies of the collection sites, we found that 4 ASVs were shared among all samples, yet with different percentages ranging from 1% to 20% in different samples. These 4 ASVs were assigned to Burkholderiaceae order beta proteobacteriales, and Ferroginibacter order chitinophagales, and one was an unclassied bacterium, supplementary note 10. Whether these ASVs are fundamental for the metabolic function of Emulari, or whether they are simply cosmopolitan bacteria transported by the wind or on animals, and taken up by all sponges in lakes and rivers, is still to be determined. These findings and resources open the door to studies of species-specific patterns of host microbe association at a broad scale. Conclusions. The high quality of the Emulari genome provides a new basis for comparative studies of animal evolution. To date, we have lacked a chromosomal quality Porifera genome assembly, and with this in hand for an experimentally tractable organism, comparative studies of a variety of ancestral characters, including longer range gene regulation and genomic architecture, become possible. Given their apparent anatomical simplicity, it can be surprising to some researchers that sponges have nearly twice the gene article complement of other animals, but the high quality of this genome confirms that this is not an artifact of previous genome assemblies, and suggests that gene duplication and adaptation to novel environments are responsible for the high gene counts. Sponges possess complex littering behaviors, integrate with an extensive network of microbes, and have an extensive defense system. As only approximately half of the genes found in sponges can be remotely identified, it is clear that there remains a huge amount of hidden biology yet to be understood in sponges, just as in other non-bilaterian 60. The robustness of the E. mulleri genome and model is an excellent tool for performing this work. It also opens the door to comparative analysis of the genomic changes required for the challenging process of adaptation to freshwater, and tuning out whether these are shared convergently in disparate phyla. Complemented by additional RNA-seq, methylation data, and the analysis of symbiont content, the E. mulleri genome offers an important new opportunity for exploring the molecular toolkit, from protein coding to gene regulation, that underpinned the early evolution of animals and their diverse, complex, and successful traits. Method sequencing and assembly. Tissue used for DNA sequencing was derived from a single clone collected as overwintering cysts, gemmules, from the Sook Reservoir, at the head tank of the City of Victoria, British Columbia drinking water system. A voucher specimen is deposited with the Royal British Columbia Museum, RBCM019-00140-001, supplementary notes 1 and 2. Tissue from a single clone hatched and grown under sterile conditions was ash frozen and stored at 80 degrees C. DNA isolation and sequencing was carried out by Dovetail Genomics, Scotts Valley, CA, USA, using PacBio sequencing for de novo assembly with Arrow, Genomic Consensus Package, PacBio Tools, followed by preparation of Chicago and HIC libraries that were sequenced on Illumina platforms, and subsequent assembly using HiRISE, supplementary note 2. Genome assembly metrics were determined using a range of tools, and further details of all methods used are available in supplementary note 2. Genome annotation. Gene models were predicted using Augustus 3.3.2 annotation software, HTTP BioInf UniGreifswald D. Augustus, with previously published RNA-seq datasets used for training. As the basis for gene prediction, the non-masked genome was used, to avoid artifacts, missed exons or missing gene portions caused by masked areas of the genome. The Busco V2/3 set 61 was used in genome mode to determine gene recovery metrics. Repeat modeler 2.0 and repeat masker 4.1.0 were used sequentially to predict repetitive content within the genome as described in supplementary note 3. Contamination and bacterial content was excluded by BLAST 2.1.0.0 against a range of well-annotated databases. Syntenic relationships were assessed using reciprocal blasts and custom Python 3.7 scripts, scaffold syntony.py, cbitbucket repository http://bitbucket.org/effidacia-genome or available in supplementary data 2. Taxonomy assessment of identified symbiont sequence was performed in MIGA62 and other software, as detailed in supplementary note 4. Automated annotation of gene sequences was performed using Diamond 0.9.3.1 BLAST63 against the NR and SwissProt databases followed by functional annotation. Full details are described in supplementary note 5. Methylation studies were performed using the MethylSeq protocol 64 and as described in supplementary note 6. TADs and loops were identified using HOMA V4.1165. Orthogrup-based analyses were performed primarily using Orthander-266, with IQTREEV 1 June 2012, MAFFT 7.450, and Diamond Blast Auctions, described in detail supplementary note 7. Selection tests were performed according to the methodology put forward by Santagata, https://github.com/santagata/select_test, and Kenny et al., 24 and detailed in Supplementary Note 7.3, Developmental Gene Expression, RNA-seq was performed by LC Sciences, Houston, TX. HISA 2.067 was used to map RNA-seq reads to the reference E. mulleri genome edge of E314068 was used to estimate the expression levels of all transcripts across all replicate samples. Full details are provided in Supplementary Note 8. Gene family content was assessed using targeted manual blast, with HMMER V3.369 used when necessary to test absence. Reciprocal blast was used to ensure assignment of identity, with the identity of key gene families assessed using phylogenetic inference as shown in Supplementary Note 9. Holobiont content from a number of E. mulleri samples was assessed with MoTH of E.1.4.1.3 and an adaptation of MiSeq-Soc Protocol 70 as fully described in Supplementary Note 10. Nature Communications, 2020, 11. 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-022017397-www.nature.com/naturacommunications. 9. Article. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-w. Reporting summary. Further information on research design is available in the Nature Research Reporting Summary linked to this article. Data availability: a browsable version of the genome of Ephidacea mulleri, gene predictions, a masked version of the assembly, and a variety of annotation formats are available from https://spaces.facc.ualberta.ca/ephibase/. Source data are provided with this paper. Supplementary data 1-9 contain all appropriate additional data for our analyses. These data are also available from https://doi.org/10.6084/m9.gshare.11847195 and the University of Alberta Education and Research Archive https://doi.org/10.7939/r3-exncq910 for ease of download. This project has been deposited at DDBJ INA GenBank under the accession JABACO 00000000. The version described in this paper is version JABACO 01000000. The sequence of Flavibacterium sp. Has also been uploaded, with accession number CP051546.1. The raw reads have been uploaded to the NCBISRA at accession number PRJNA 579531 GIGSE 139500. Source data are provided with this paper. Code availability: all scripts used in analysis are available as supplementary data 3 and 4 and have also been uploaded to https://spaces.facc.ualberta.ca/ephibase/and https://bitbucket.org/ephidacea-genome. Source data are provided with this paper. Received. The 15th of February 2020, accepted. The 23rd of June 2020. References 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 10. Richter, DJ and King, In the Genomic and Cellular Foundations of Animal Origins, and Reverend Janet 47, 509-537, 2013. King, N. and Rockus, A. Embracing Uncertainty in Reconstructing Early Animal Evolution. Kerr, Bile 27, R1081, R1088, 2017, Telford, MJ, Moroz, LL and Halinich, KMA Sisterly Dispute, Nature 529, 286-287, 2016, Srivastava, M. et al., The Amphimedan Queenslandica Genome and the Evolution of Animal Complexity, Nature 466, 720-727, 2010, Fernandez Valved, S. L., Corsino, A. D. and Degnan, BM Deep Developmental Transcriptome Sequencing uncovers numerous new genes and enhances gene annotation in the sponge Amphimedan Queenslandica. BMC Genomics 16, 387-387, 2015. Fernandez Valved, SL and Degnan, BM Bilaterian-like promoters in the highly compact Amphimedan Queenslandica genome. C. Rep 6. 22496, 2016. Leninger, S. et al. Developmental gene expression provides clues to relationships between sponge and eumetazone body plans. Nat. Kaman 5, 3905, 2014. Francis, W. R. et al. The genome of the contractile demisponge Tethia Wilhelmer and the evolution of metazone neural signaling pathways. Preprint at BioRxiv https://doi.org/10.1101/120998, 2017. D. Mendoza, A. et al. Convergent evolution of a vertebrate-like methylome in a marine sponge. Nat. Eckel. Evel 3, 1464-1473, 2019. Lerux, C. et al. Genesis and expansion of metazone transcription factor gene classes. Moll, Bile, Evel 25, 980-996, 2008. Van Soest, RWM et al. Global diversity of sponges, Periphera. PLOS 17, E35105, 2012. Dorman, M. and Wahide, G. Dating early animal evolution using phylogenomic data. C. Rep 7, 3599, 3599, 2017. Adamska, M., Degnan, B. M., Green, K. and Zwank. C. What sponges can tell us about the evolution of developmental processes. Zoology 114, 1-10, 2011. Lees, S. P. and Hill. A. The Physiology and Molecular Biology of Sponge Tissues, ADV, Ma, Bile 62, 1-56, 2012, Rieswig, H. M. The Aquiferous Systems of Three Marine Demispongi, J. Morphil 145, 493-502, 1975, Lees, S. P., Mackey, G. O. and Rieswig, H. The Biology of Glass Sponges, ADV, Ma, Bile 52, 1-145, 2007, Vaislet, J. and Bori S. Nault, N. Carnivorous Sponges, Nature 373, 333-335, 1995, Schuster, A. et al., Divergence Times in Demisponges, Periphera, RST Insights from New Mitogenomes and the Inclusion of Fossils in a Birth-Death Clock Model. BMC Evel, Bile 18, 114, 2018. Brauer, E.B. Osmoregulation in the Freshwater Sponge, Spongilla lacustris, J.E.X.P., Zool 192, 181-192, 1975. Barbo, M.A., Rieswig, H.M. and Rath, L.C. Hatching of Freshwater Sponge Gemmules After Low Temperature Exposure, Ephidacea mulleri, Periphera, Spongillidae, J. Thurm, Bile 14, 225-231, 1989, 21, Manconi, R. and Pronzanto, R. in Periphera Research, Biodiversity, Innovation and Sustainability, Volume 28, Eds Custodio, M. R. et al., 61-77, Livres de Musu National, Lisbon, 2007, 22. Manconi, R. and Pronzato, R. in Freshwater Animal Diversity Assessment, Eds Balian, E. V. et al., 27-33, Springer, Dordrecht, 2008, 23. Spasek, J. Wastewater Plants Success Spawn Salmon and Sponges Water Wastes Digest http://www.wwdmag.com/wastewater/wastewater-plants-success-spawns-salmon-and-sponges, 2024. Kenny, N.J., please, B., Riesgo, A. and Itzkovich, V.B. Freshwater adaptation at the molecular scale in the unique sponges of Lake Baikal. Mol. Bile. Evel 36, 2462-2480, 2019, 25. Muke, 8 further studies on growth and sex differentiation in 4 species of freshwater sponges. C. Repfac. EDU Gunma University 39, 41-56, 1990, 26. Elliot, G. and Lees, S. Coordinated behavior in a freshwater sponge, orchestrated contractions effectively expel water from the aquiferous system. JEXP. Bile 210, 3736, 3748, 2007, 27. Rivera, A. et al. The Evolution and Function of the PAX6 Regulatory Network in Sponges. Evel. Dev 15, 186-196, 2013, 28. Lees, S., Grombacher, L. and Hill, A. Hatching and Freezing Gemmules from the Freshwater Sponge Ephidacea Mulleri. Protocols IO, 2019, 29. Ishijima, J., Iwab, N., Masuda, Y., Watanabe, Y. and Matsuda, Y. Sponge Cytogenetics, Mitotic Chromosomes of 10 Species of Freshwater Sponge. Zool, C. 25, 480-486, 2008, 30. Jeffrey, N. W., Jardine, C. B. and Gregory, TRAREST Exploration of Genome Size Diversity in Sponges. Genome 56, 451-456, 2013, 31. Fortunato, S. et al. Genome-wide analysis of the SOX family in the calcareous sponge Siconciliatum, multiple genes with unique expression patterns. Evo Devo 3, 14, 2012, 32. Francis, W. R. and Wahide, G. Similar ratios of introns to intergenic sequence across animal genomes. Genome Bile. Evel 9, 1582-1598, 2017, 33. Simakov, O. et al. Deeply conserved syntony resolves early events in vertebrate evolution. Nat. Eckel. Evel 4, 820-830, 2020, 34. Fernandez, R. and Gabaldon, T. Gene gain and loss across the metazone tree of life. Nat. Eckel. Evel 4, 524-533, 2020, 35. Howe, C., Lee, L., Kin, Z.S. and Courses, V.G. Gene density, transcription, and insulators contribute to the partition of the Drosophila genome into physical domains. Mol. Cell 48, 471-484, 2012, 36. Gaty, F. et al. Landscape of histone modifications in a sponge reveals the origin of animal cis regulatory complexity. Elif 6, E. 22194, 2017, 37. Zemach, A. and Zilberman, D. Evolution of eukaryotic DNA methylation and the pursuit of safer sex. Kerr, Bile 20, R. 780-R. 785, 2010, 38. Gatzman, F. et al. The methylome of the marbled creche links gene body methylation to stable expression of poorly accessible genes. Epigenet. Chromatin 11, 57-57, 2018, 39. Kondrashov, FA. Gene duplication as a mechanism of genomic adaptation to a changing environment. Proc. Bile. C279-5048-5057-2012-40. Heyman, J.B. and Engel, A. Aquaporins, Phylogeny, Structure, and Physiology of Water Channels. Physiology 14, 187-193, 1999, 41. King, L.S., Kazono, D. and Agar, P. From Structure to Disease, The Evolving Tale of Aquaporin Biology. Nat. Reverend Moll. Cell 5, 687-698, 2004, 42. Gustafson, S., Lebrun, A., S., Nordain, K., Chaumont, F. and Johansson, U. A. Novel plant major intrinsic protein in Fiskemetrella patterns most similar to bacterial glycerol channels. Plant Physiol 139, 287-295, 2005, 43. Fahey, B. and Degnan, B. M. Origin of Animal Epithelia, Insights from the Sponge Genome. Evo Devo 12, 601-617, 2010, 44. Adams, E., Goss, G. and Lees, S. Freshwater sponges have functional, sealing epithelia with high transepithelial resistance and negative transepithelial potential. PLOS 15, E. 15040, 2010, 45. Lees, SP. Elements of a nervous system in sponges. JEXP. Bile 218, 581-591, 2015, 46. Dunn, C.W. et al. Broad phylogenomic sampling improves resolution of the animal tree of life. Nature 452, 745-749, 2008, 47. Ryan, J.F. et al. The Genome of the Teneforniemiopsis leadii and its Implications for Cell Type Evolution. Science 342, 1,242,592, 2013, 48. Moroz, L.L. et al. The Tenefor Genome and the Evolutionary Origins of Neural Systems. Nature 510, 109-114, 2014, 49. Anderson, PAV on the origins of that most transformative of biological systems, the nervous system. JEXP. Bile 218, 504-505, 2015, 50. Sakiraya, O. et al. A postsynaptic scaffold at the origin of the animal kingdom. PLOS 12, E. 506, 2007, 51. Jan, R. and Scheller, R. H. Snares Engines for Membrane Fusion. Nat. Reverend Moll. Cell 7, 631-643, 2006, 52. Delgado Martinez, I. Nering, R. B. and Sorensen, J. B. Differential Abilities of SNAP25 Homologs to Support Neuronal Function. J. Neurosi 27, 9380-9391, 2007, 53. Burkett, P. The Origin and Evolution of Synaptic Proteins. Cho Nogelitz Lead the Way. JEXP. Bile 218, 506-514, 2015. Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676. https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-www.nature.com/naturacommunications. Nature Communications https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-w. 54. Sandifoot, A. Increases in the number of snare genes parallels the rise of multicellularity among the green plants. Plant Physiol 144, 6-17, 2007, 55. Ludman, D. Ferrer, N. Riesgo, A. Paps, J. and Lees, S.P. Evolutionary Origins of Sensation in Metazoans, Functional Evidence for a New Sensory Organ in Sponges, BMC Evel, Bile 14, 3, 2014, 56. Peng, G., Shi, X. and Kadawaki, T. Evolution of TRP Channels Inferred by Their Classification in Diverse Animal Species, Mol. Phi Evel 84, 145-157, 2015, 57. Henschel, U., Peel, J., Degnan, S. M. and Taylor, M. W. Genomic Insights into the Marine Sponge Microbiome, Nat. Reverend Micro 10, 641-654, 2012, 58. Thomas, T. et al., Diversity, Structure and Convergent Evolution of the Global Sponge Microbiome, Nat. Kaman 7, 11870, 2016, 59. Laporte, M.S., Pinheiro, U. and Ratchet, CTCC Freshwater Sponge Tubella variabilis presents richer microbiota than marine sponge species. Front. Microbial 10, 2799, 2799, 2019, 60. Dunn, C.W., Lees, S.P. and Haddock, S.H.D. The Hidden Biology of Sponges and Ctenophores. Kerr. Bile 30, 282-291, 2015, 61. Simeo, F.A., Waterhouse, R.M., Ioannidis, P., Preventsiva, E.V. and Zdobnov, E.M. Busco, Assessing Genome Assembly and Annotation Completeness with Single Copy Orthologs, Bioinformatics 31, 3210, 3212, 2015, 62. Rodriguez R., L.M. et al., The Microbial Genomes Atlas, MIGA, WebServer, Taxonomic and Gene Diversity Analysis of Archaea and Bacteria at the Whole Genome Level, Nucleic Acids Res 46, W282-W288, 2018, 63, Buckenk, B., Z., C. and Hewson, D.H. Fast and Sensitive Protein Alignment Using Diamond, Nat. Methods 12, 59-60, 2015, 64. Urich, M.A., Neri, J.R., Lister, R., Schmitz, R.J. and Ecker, J.R. Methylxek Library Preparation for Base Resolution Whole Genome Basalt Sequencing, Nat. Prota 10, 475-483, 2015, 65. Hines, S. et al., Simple Combinations of Lineage Determining Transcription Factors Prime Cis Regulatory Elements Required for Macrophage and B-Cell Identities, Mol. Cell 38, 576-589, 2010, 66, Ems, D.M. and Kelly, S. Ortho Finder, Solving Fundamental Biases in Whole Genome Comparisons Dramatically Improves Orthograph Inference Accuracy. Genome Bile 16, 157, 2015, 67. Kim, D., Langmuir, B. and Salzburg, S. L. Hissett, A Fast Spliced Aligner with Low Memory Requirements, Nat. Methods 12, 357-360, 2015, 68. Robinson, M.D., McCarthy, D.J. and Smith, G.K. Edger, A Bioconductor Package for Differential Expression Analysis of Digital Gene Expression Data, Bioinformatics 26, 139-140, 2009, 69, Wheeler, T.J. and Eddie, S. Arnhmer, DNA Homology Search with Prol-Hums, Bioinformatics 29, 2487, 2489, 2013, 70, Edgar, RC Accuracy of Microbial Community Diversity Estimated by Closet and Open Reference O2s. Page 5, E3889, 2017. Acknowledgements: Genome and RNA sequencing for this project was funded by a Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council, Canada, Discovery Grant, RGPIN 2016-05446, to SPL. This work was supported by the EU Horizon 2020 MSCA's Adaptomics Grant Agreement, IF750937, to NJK and DeepSim Grant Agreement, 796011, to CDV. The selection test methods applied in this study were facilitated using best practices and scripts provided as part of a next-generation sequencing-based workshop sponsored by the National Science Foundation, award 1,744,877 to S. Santagata, GW, KJ, RERV acknowledge funding from the European Union's Horizon 2020 Research and Innovation Programme under the Marie Skłodowska-Curie Grant Agreement No. 764,840, ITN Ignite, ALH and SC acknowledge funding from the National Science Foundation, award No. 1,555,440. JFR acknowledges funding from the National Science Foundation, award number 1,542,597. AR acknowledges funding from the EU Sponges Project, European Union's Horizon 2020 Research and Innovation Programme, Grant Agreement, 679,849. AR, GW, WRF acknowledge funding from Willem Fonden, Grant No. Article, 16,518. LB, C acknowledges funding from the DFG, Grant Number, JE777-3-1. We thank Corin Evans for sending amplicon sequencing samples, Glenn Elliott, Angela Bentley, SEM, and Pamela Windsor-Reed, Silicatine Fish, for help in providing images for Figure 5 and Supplementary Figure 40. And Isabel Oliver for help in constructing supplementary figure 35. Ilan Domnich drew the sponge illustrations in figures 1 and 5. We thank Dr. Ferdinand Marletas and Dr. Jordi Paps for their comments and guidance with this manuscript, and the members of the Lise and Rhys Galads for their myriad help and support. Author contributions: SPL conceived of the project, performed gene analysis, wrote and managed the overall direction of this manuscript. NJK, WRF and AR performed bioinformatic analyses, wrote the manuscript and aided in project coordination. ALH led work identifying genes, and particularly analysis of WNT family content, wrote the manuscript and aided in project coordination. GW helped write the manuscript and aided in project coordination. SC aided with many aspects of gene identification. RERV contributed specialist analyses on genome architecture and symbiont content. KJ provided analyses of unique genes in eMulary and cluster expansions. ADM and RL contributed data and analysis of methylation in eMulary and other species. JFR contributed to studies of loss, and provided specialist bioinformatic assistance. LBC and LDB provided data and analysis on TRP and SNARE genes. LG aided in sample collection, storage and processing. MR aided with analysis of Hi-C contact data and inference of genome architecture. CDV performed amplicon sequencing, analysis and curation of results. All authors contributed to and approved the manuscript before submission. Competing interests: the authors declare no competing interests. Additional information: supplementary information is available for this paper at https://doi.org/10.1038/S4146702-17397-W. Correspondence and requests for materials should be addressed to NJK or SPL. Peer review information: Nature Communications thanks the anonymous reviewers for their contribution to the peer review of this work. Peer reviewer reports are available. Reprints and permission information is available at http://www.nature.com/reprints/publishers/notes. Springer Nature remains neutral with regard to jurisdictional claims in published maps and institutional affiliations. Open access. This article is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license, which permits use, sharing, adaptation, distribution and reproduction in any medium or format, as long as you give appropriate credit to the original author, S, and the source, provide a link to the Creative Commons license, and indicate if changes were made. The images or other third-party material in this article are included in the article's Creative Commons license, unless indicated otherwise in a credit line to the material. If material is not included in the article's Creative Commons license and your intended use is not permitted by statutory regulation or exceeds the permitted use, you will need to obtain permission directly from the copyright holder. To view a copy of this license, visit http://creativecommons.org/licenses-by-4.0/copyright the aut, copyright sign, or, s, 2020. Nature Communications, 2020, 11, 3676 https://doi.org/10.1038/s41467-020-17397-www.nature.com/naturacommunications 11.